We're talking to Santa Claus, and welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, as one of the foremost experts on Christmas, I would assume that you would know a lot about Christmas and Christmas traditions, so we wanted to talk to you about where some of the Christmas traditions came from.
Oh, I'm happy to answer any of those questions you might have. I've always loved Christmas. It's my favorite time of year.
Well, there's been a lot of talk lately about the war on Christmas, taking Christ out of Christmas. But the original festivals that Christmas took over, the winter solstice festivals, weren't about Christ. And Christ wasn't even born on December 25th, or even in winter, or even in the year 1 AD. Some believe that Jesus was born in the spring, around March or April, while others believe it may have been September. But it definitely wasn't in the dead of winter. You wouldn't have had your shepherds tending the flocks at night that time of year, not in that part of the world.
Well, I've never been particularly religious. No matter what you believe about God, I embody the spirit of giving and punishing bad children. It's a season of goodwill.
Well, it used to be a season of sacrifice and coming together. And by that I mean animal sacrifice and the coming together in orgies.
Orgies? I don't know about that.
Well, at least a lot of sexual license. Originally, it was a pagan festival in Roman times called Saturnalia. It ran for many days in honor of the god Saturn, mixed in with the celebration of the birth of Mithra, the sun god. Most of our Christmas traditions come from Saturnalia and other pagan festivals. And throughout history, Christmas has been more about festivities than Jesus.
Santa likes festivities.
And the early Christian church knew most people did, and were unlikely to give them up. Roman Emperor Aurelian in AD 274 declared December 25th the birth of the unconquered sun, celebration in honor of the birth of Mithra, which may be the reason that Pope Julius I, who ruled from 337 to 352 AD, declared that date as the birth of Christ. The Christian church wanted to move pagans into Christianity, so they essentially changed the name and turned it into a Mass for Christ, or later, Christmas. But although the name changed, the winter solstice celebrations and traditions stayed the same. People continued to celebrate the holiday as they always had. Now, you're big on gift-giving, but do you know where that tradition started, Santa?
The wise men?
Well, a lot of people think that it was inspired by the wise men bringing gifts, but actually, exchanging gifts had long been a traditional part of Saturnalia. And once it was changed to Christmas, people continued with that tradition and never gave it a religious interpretation. It was just a part of the goodwill of the season. And the Christmas treaty, you know where that comes from, Santa?
Santa loves Christmas trees and stockings. I love stockings, and not in a fetish way. They're just a great place to put presents. I love putting presents in them and under the tree.
Yeah. Well, bringing evergreen boughs into the house for decoration, along with holly, was a Saturnalia practice. And they did decorate trees with ornaments, but the trees stayed outside. They also decorated trees with lit candles. The Germans later combined the two by bringing the trees indoors and decorating them, and the decorated tree was introduced to England in 1846 when the German Prince Albert married Queen Victoria. And they didn't really start to catch on in the U.S. until the 1890s, though. And Christmas caroling. You like Christmas caroling, Santa?
Oh, the sound of Christmas carols is one of Santa's favorite things.
You know who hated Christmas carols?
Oh, no one hates Christmas carols.
Someone did. Oliver Cromwell, the Puritan leader. He banned them entirely in England in 1649. He was no fan of the pagan practices associated with Christmas, and essentially banned Christmas. He was incensed by one ancient practice that continued even into his day, roaming around singing holiday songs in the nude.
Wouldn't that be a little cold?
Well, they were a hardy people. And the practice started in the more temperate climate of Rome, part of Saturnalia. popular traditions are slow to die out, and people did not want to give up their Christmas celebrations, which is part of the reason Cromwell was given the boot and they restored the monarchy and Christmas. A lot of the rules were relaxed during Saturnalia. Sexual licentiousness was allowed. Men dressed as women and women dressed as men. Roles were reversed even between the rich and poor, where a poor man could come to a rich man's house and demand a fine meal or gifts. Erotic dances were performed, with a large erect phallus being carried around in the dancing processions. The word Saturnalia even became a synonym for the word orgy. The word orgy comes from the Greek word orgia, meaning secret worship. At these festivals, though, the worship was lustful and less than secret. Orgies and sexual liberty were always within the sphere of the wealthy and powerful. Saturnalia reversed the roles, allowing poor and even slaves to indulge in what had always been available to the upper class, certain sexual licentiousness and liberty.
Oh, none of that describes the Christmas I know.
No, it better describes the office Christmas party. But yes, the sexual aspects have slowly disappeared, although one remains. Kissing under the mistletoe. The inspiration for this seems to derive from Norse mythology, though the kissing part would certainly have been in the spirit of Saturnalia. Even so, it is a part of the tradition of relaxing the rules during the holidays, at least a little. During the Victorian era, mistletoe was very, very popular. So, Santa, do you think of Christmas as a particularly American holiday?
Oh, my, no. It is celebrated all over the world, with boys and girls eagerly awaiting my arrival wherever I travel.
True. There were different versions of the Santa Claus story all over the world, although the modern particulars about you are distinctly American. Washington Irving wrote about you arriving on horseback in 1809. But the Santa we know today was largely a creation of Minister Clement Clark Moore in his 1823 Night Before Christmas poem. That gave you the wonderful sleigh and reindeer, gave them names, and added the going down the chimney part. Starting in the 1860s in Harper's Magazine, illustrator Thomas Nast added the workshop at the North Pole and Santa's list of the good and bad children of the world. The story of Rudolph was written by ad writer Robert L. May and delivered as a Christmas message from the Montgomery Ward department store. And it was an ad for Coca-Cola that established the basic look you have today.
Santa loves Coca-Cola. Caffeine keeps me awake on that long ride in the middle of the night.
Well, the modern Santa is distinctly American, though. It took a long time for Christmas to catch on here.
Everyone loves Christmas.
Actually, the early Puritans banned it entirely. It was literally banned in Boston. Most churches did not have Christmas services. It took a long time to catch on here. It was not even declared a federal holiday in the United States until 1870. In the early 19th century, Christmas was more a time of class riots. In fact, New York in 1828 established its first police force because of the violence of that year's Christmas rioting. Dickens' A Christmas Carol really did get people to rethink a lot of issues about class and poverty. But really, Christmas as we know it in the U.S. did not fully catch on until after the Civil War.
So you're saying that Christmas is... I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm saying that Christmas isn't just a Christian holiday. Sure, you can celebrate the birth of Jesus, but that's an add-on. Take Jesus out of the picture and you still have Santa, stockings, Christmas, trees, lights, carols, feasting. All these traditions predate any notion of Jesus' birth, and it's these traditions that we hold dear during this season. Pagan, atheist, Jew, Christian, Buddhist, no matter what you are, the traditions of Christmas are for everyone. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men, these are values for all of us. Christmas is everyone's holiday. We don't need to put the Christ back in Christmas. We need to keep the Christmas in all of us, no matter what our faith or beliefs. It's a time to come together in celebration, love, and joy. That's the reason for the season.
Oh, well, Santa can agree with that.
Well, thanks, Santa. It's been an interesting interview.
Oh, yes, and Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.